welcome to 1 Millionaire Day number one. It is an exciting day. I just want a quick recap. Remember, watch the video, get the podcast so you can listen to it again during the day. Don't forget to download the worksheet and fill them in. Yes, your file is on the way, so somewhere for you to file them into. Today, let's get into it. I think it's really, really exciting. You have a challenge, though, for people that you want them to start tomorrow morning.
So, nothing in life is for free. Yep. We know that you have to give something to get something. So, the challenge and the action you have to take to be on your way to be a 1 minute millionaire is to get up 15 minutes earlier tomorrow morning.
Wow, there we go.
People complain about we don't have time to do things. Now this is a way to make time to do this program to be on your way to success. Napping is for free and your payment today is to get up 15 minutes earlier tomorrow morning.
And I think that's the difference, is that millionaires set themselves disciplined behaviours. Yep. And this is a really, really simple one. Get up 15 minutes early. People say, how am I going to do that? Arnold Schwarzenegger will say, sleep faster. That's really, but it's not a big ask, but a really, really powerful ask. And it allows you to fit in this program. Well, you have your quick cup of coffee or a glass of water, whatever you're having, and do the program, and it hasn't even interfered with your normal routine for the day. Starting today, though, lots of people know where they want to go. And most of the reasons they don't get there is they don't know where they are starting from. Now, Gerard, you've designed a wheel. Many people have seen wheels before, but you've designed this wheel with some particular characteristics in it. And maybe you can just take us through that, because that's going to be our starting point today.
It's going to be a starting point. The wheel I saw about 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah.
And a lot of coaches use it. And it's just amazing what an influence it will have on your life, because it's a stock take. It's an audit on your life. So we'll see there is some headings. On health, wealth, family, friends, business. But you can change those. Yeah. You don't have to stick with it. So first of all, what you have to do is you have to mark where you are now, okay, and draw the line and put a figure 1 to 10, where you are. 10 being, I have no issue, I don't have to work on it. 0 being, oh my goodness, I don't have nothing in place.
Have I ever survived?
But what I want to ask you to do as an add-on is to mark also with a different color pen where you want to be in each of these sections. Mm-hmm. I think it's really important to identify where you are now and where you want to be. And then secondly, to identify which ones we're going to work on first. Mm. You cannot work on 10 things at the same time.
No.
The whole idea about this program is the consistency to see where we are now, where we are going to be. Throughout, we're going to measure where we are now, where we're going to be. Is that consistency of measuring.
And I think that consistency of measuring is something that millionaires always look at. They're always looking at their outcomes. They're not looking at today. They're not looking at the next 5 minutes. They're looking long-term of where they want to be, and they're measuring their progress along that. Now, a few people I've heard talk about these wheels, and they go, once it's out of balance, like one might be down here, one line's over here, and they go, oh, mad panic, you know. But that is not true. You can't balance your wheel.
You can't balance your wheel because we are never in balance.
No.
you hear people talk about the work-life balance. It's really difficult to do that because when we work on a project, for example, you might work, say, 12 hours a day on this project. So something is going to give.
Yes.
You know, you're not going to be home for dinner with the family. You might not go to a sports function because you have to work on your webpage or whatever the case might be. So it's okay to be out of balance, but it's important to identify, I'm going to be out of balance until Saturday, then I'll come back into balance. That balance is to manage it. And we're going to talk about it later in the program as well.
You know, I had my experience with this when we had a building company. And you can imagine when it's a building company, you've got a project, it's got deadlines, sometimes you're just working really long hours. And to counteract that, or to get the balance swinging the other way, was I would take 3 or 4 days off every single month and just take the family away. Me and my wife used to go over to Cairns in far north Queensland. And people say, but you've just left the business. Yes, I have. Yeah, I left the business, left the phone calls, left everything. We've completed the projects. And that's how I used to try and go, okay, that's happened there. Now I'll compensate it.
The balance.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it just swinging that pendulum all the time.
I think throughout this 90 days, we will hear a lot of myths.
Yes.
And we will address those as well.
Yep.
But I think it's also important to know that what we do here is not easy.
No.
Because if it was easy, everybody will do it.
Mm.
The secret of success is to push through, is to do what we tell you to do the next day, is to be consistent in what you do.
Yes.
But the secret is to keep on going,
yep.
Okay? And please, if you think it's easy, it's not going to be easy.
No. I think one thing that people are starting or start to discover at this early stage, so please do the wheel, but they'll better start now thinking about the why. Why am I doing this wheel? Why am I doing this program? You know, what will I get by completing the program? And what will it cost me if I don't complete the program? But the big thing is, what is motivating you?
Yeah.
Yes.
We're going to talk this whole week about your why.
Mm.
Because it's so important, because if you don't know your why, okay, it's really difficult to do your marketing plan.
Yep.
It's really difficult to have a strategy in place, because at the end of the day, there's two ways that you can influence people. The one is by manipulation, and the other one is to inspire people.
Yeah.
If you don't know your why, you have to manipulate people to buy from you by having specials, pricing, and people don't want to pay full price anymore.
No.
But if you inspire people, price is not an issue anymore.
No.
So we're going to talk about your why this whole week, lay that foundation.
Yep.
Because a lot of people, I can tell you now, 90% of you, if I ask you what is your why, you will not be able to tell me what's your why.
No. And I think you're looking at your personal why today. My personal why has always been to help other people be successful. I mean, that has just always been driven. I love helping, particularly I love helping business owners create successful businesses. And that's always been like kind of personal why. So my business why, when I do that, and we'll do that probably tomorrow, but what is your personal why?
Yes.
What is it you love doing? What gives you that kick? You yourself have always had your personal why.
I knew my personal why from very young, and that's serving humanity.
Yes.
So when I was 16 years old, I joined a volunteer service and a reservist.
Right.
And I volunteered my whole life. Up to today, I still volunteer.
You're on the ambulances and everything.
So everything I do, even my business why, is to serve humanity.
Yeah.
So what is your why? Is it to connect people? Is it to serve? There's so many things that we will discuss, but you need to know your why by the end of the week.
Yeah. So that's what you're going to start discovering. So today, great you've watched the video. Tomorrow, 15 minutes earlier, to get up.
Do the wheel.
Yep, do the wheel today. And just start jotting down some thoughts of your personal why, because this can change and evolve and develop as you learn more along the course. So don't get too bogged down in this for now. Just understand you need to start discovering it. But definitely do the wheel. Definitely mark on where you think you are now, where you're going. Don't worry if it's out of balance, because we're going to talk about counteracting that as we go through. And I think that's the first 10-minute session for the day, Gerard.
Excellent. That was quite quick.
It was painless.
Painless, yes.
Until the alarm clock goes off 15 minutes tomorrow. Look, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on starting the course. We will see you tomorrow morning, 15 minutes getting up earlier. And until then, hey, all the best, all the success. Join in the community, make your comments, ask us questions so we can answer your questions, because our goal is to make you a 1-minute millionaire.